Let's pick up again from the last line, along with Chesson Beis. We'll do the Gemara till the end of the piece of Gemara, and then we'll see the rush. Okay. So Gemara says that there's this other example in the Braisa which is missing, and the only way to answer that is by saying that Eliyahu Devaro is a shear, and if Eliyahu Devaro is a shear, then we have no kasha nabaya. So Morris says that the truth is Elomer Papa Loitanya Midi Chamesh. It did not really mention Chamesh in the Braisa. There's no number in the Braisa. So you could learn in the Braisa that when it says Loika, it means that you get Malkus, you get. Six. So a person eats a novim, lachim, mevashim, chatzonim, zogim, and the sachet eshkol shal novim b'shosa gets malchus. So how many? Six, seven. You know, possible. The Mor says, "What do you mean? B'ha oisvei chomesh." So what was the question to start with? That Rapapa asked on Abaya, and he said that it's five. What is that about? Okay. So Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa says that Anos Savri, that Lav Gemori he biyode. That when Abaya said that you get three malchus you get two malchus for the chartzin, or three for the chartzin and the zog. There's another malchus for the lav klali of mekolas hayasem megefen ayayin. I wasn't sure if he had that as a masara from his rebbe. And therefore, it was something that he thought of himself, which be v'hadr bey, he could then possibly retract it. But the Gemara he be yod debelay hadr bey. So, if the Braisa would have said five, I wanted to see what his reaction would have been. If he would say, you know what, it's a good question. I realize that Abaya thought of him himself, and he doesn't. It's a pshat that he said. So he's willing to retract it, as opposed to saying that the Rice is doing a ton of a shire. But if it's something which he had the Masara, he would defend it more, and he would say ton of a shire. So I added this word chomesh to see how much he would defend this pshat. Interesting Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Zat the Rosh. I mean, why don't you just ask him? I don't know. But Zat the Rosh. L'chayev back on the Mechesim Beis. So that the Brisa teaches me. If a person ate both fresh grapes and dry grapes, raisins, he's given a hasra, anovim lachim lo yechel, anovim yevashim lo yechel. So he's given a hasra for both lavin. And he did both of them. Chayiv shtayim, al pi shetama meshav, even though they taste the same, hol behem beishemes, that they're referred to as two different things. Hakazin mekalat adon l'chol yisurei nazir, and we have the gears of the Gemara l'chol yisurei Torah, so the Rosh has the correct gears is yisurei nazir, or it means the yisurei Torah of the nazir, that you have to tie, you know, if you keep the gears of the Gemara. That can refarish, like the Gemara explains, if you have chamer chadati and envy. Chamer chadato be envy. So freshly squeezed grapes, the juice tastes the same as the grape, and it's not wine yet. Abishatamim shava. So it's still. Do they get wine tastes different than grapes, but freshly squeezed grapes, the liquid, the grape juice tastes the same as the grape, but once it's two different shemers, you get two sets of malchus. They get two sets of malchus. Hoyel behem beis shemus. Kevaya said a person eats a carton is like a base. The mikolash ayesem gefen ayayin koyakulu is going back on all of the scenarios. And is saying that so anything which a person would eat from Gefen Yayin, he's Chai Malkus for that, and he's also Chai Malkus for this sort of Chartzanim. If they tell the person Al Tishta Teshta Behasuras Mechulokus, not he's going to don't do it one moment, that's not separate Hasuras. It means Al Tishta and he drank, Al Tishta and he drank, Al Tishta and he drank. Okay. Alchwa Nomim Lachim Ivashim. So then the Republic brought a brisa which says he ate multiple different types of minim. We call Echod Kizayas, he ate a Kizayas in each one of them. Gam Sachat Eshel Shal Nomim Vishos, and he squeezed a cluster of grapes and drank the juice. So he gets, the price says he gets five. Well, that's what the Morris is presenting, at least at the beginning. The Misa, according to Vaya, Lilki Shesh, Chara Kulu Mikol Asher Yesem Gefen Ayayin. So, besides the Isser, each Isser, there's the Isser Klali of Kol Asher Yesem Gefen Ayayin, which according to Vaya is Gemalkus. Samora said the shear of Bayakha Lo Yakal the Borah is not a shear. But the Morris of Hav Shire, the Bain Habinayim. Hanamash Yesh Ben Hakasanim of Zog can preciously help Malikala Mishum Va'ad. Mechatsanim Va'ad Zog, what's in between the Khatsanim and the Zog? Not physically, but conceptually. Is also gets malchus, and it says va'ad, and then lo yochel, which is alive, going back on that as well. Mechatzanim lo yochel, va'ad lo yochel, zog lo yochel. Each one has its own iser. K'nitzi mechatzanim at zog. I'm sorry. The loy kapira shabeno tam shapira shabeno minayim enav miktanim and nimsayim beeshkol beloy nigra b'shulam. He's not learning like that. Pshat. 1 second. So what's he? How's he learning? Yesh ben chasidim azog kafishes liel. He didn't. Well, he wasn't a farish that liel. He just brings a bit of time. Do you have any more rush on Lama Dalma Bays? That last rush on Lama Dalma Bays, Bene Benayim. I just have the Reno Tom. The rush quotes the Reno Tom.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Tosis on Lamed Heyman Aleph brings two pshatim. He brings the first pshat, and then he says that if you look at the grape. Let's say you learn the chartzin is the pit and the zog is the shell. So the flesh in between the pit and the shell is called mechatzanim v'adzog. The bein ha'binayim, what's in between the chartzin and the zog, is called bein ha'binayim. So there's a separate iser besides. In other words, in the first pasuk it says, "Yaim v'chemes lo yishte, mishus anavim lo yishte, anavim lachem veishim lo yuchil." So that's three separate iserim, three separate lavin in that pasuk. Lo yaim v'shecher yazer chemes yaim v'shecher lo yishte. That's one. Yayin and Sheikh lo yishte, mishus anavim lo yishte is two, anavim lachem veishim. It's one law, but there's two iserim. There's an iser of lachim and this of yivashim. Then this pasuk says mechatzanim va'adzog lo yochel. So you darshan mechatzanim lo yochel, zog lo yochel, mechatzanim va'adzog. The flesh in between the chatzan and the zog lo yochel. That's what the Rosh is touching over here. So it's three separate iserim. So in the braisa, when the person eats anavim lachim and yivashim, so he gets malchus for pasuk. It's pasuk gimel in the parasha. So he gets malchus for the anavim lachim lo yochel and yivashim lo yochel. Then chatzanim adzog is he gets malchus for chatzanim and zog. Eshkol shal anavim b'shosa. The more I said before, that's it's a different shame. So it's not called grape anymore. It's called grape juice. Or it's called the beginning of wine. So that's a separate iser. And now, but there's an iser in the second pasuk of the flesh of the grape. There's a separate iser of the flesh of the grape. So that should get milk, because that's what Rashi is learning. The reason why it doesn't look like the Rebbeinu Tam is the Brisa says, gives us that he ate five things. He ate anavim lachim, he ate anavim yaveshim, he ate chatzanim, he ate zog, and he drank grape juice. Right? So the more it says that you left something out. So there's another thing you could have eaten. That's not a shear in the Brisa. It could have said another case. It didn't say the case. But in the Bryce itself, which it said all these things, according to the way the Rosh is learning, there's another Malchus, which the Bryce didn't mention. It just says like a Chomesh, if you have the Gersa Chomesh. And really, that's not true, because there's another Lav. Really, the Malchus is six. So that's the more compelling Kasha, that there's something wrong with this Bryce. So Rav Papa says, you're right, it doesn't say five in the Bryce. The Tana says you get Malchus. And we have to explain how many. Worse is what you mean. So he asked an Abaya, why don't you get six? But V'ilotani Tana Minyana, you can my eyes say, if the Tana did not say a number, what's his question? Mashani, the Rapapa, Higia Hebe Braisa, Rapapa added the number, Kaleida, in order to know, I Abaya Gemora Gomer Law, Amisora Omra Nealo, if he had a Masora like that, or he said it in his own Sora. Nimisora Hava Omra Nealo, if it was only a Sora, Keshehikshaloi Mina Braisa, Havi Hoderbe, he would say, you're right, well, the Braisa is not like that. So then, oh, fine, my Sora is not right. But if he says it based on a Masora, he's not going to back off. Okay. So now we had a Machlokes of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, the definition of Chatzanim and Zog. So the Tanakhama said that the Chatzanim is the outside, the zogim are the pinimim. That's the dibur bihuda. That's the pit. The zog is the pit, and the chartzin is the shell. And Rabbi Yossi says that the zog is the shell, and the chartzin is the pit. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Kaman metargamin mir pritzanin vad itzurin." So the phrase in the pasuk, "Mi chartzanim vad zog." It translates it miputanin about itsurin. So the word putanin is a pit. So who was the targum was going like? Who was going like Rabbi Yossi? Why did we start up with the Maramokim to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? I mean, it means the rest of the Mishnah, I guess. Okay. He has the two, right. So it's going like Rabbi Yossi that the Zog is the outer one and the Chartzin is the pit. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Stam is here, Islam ad Yom. So if a person doesn't say a number when he undertakes the Zeris, so he has to keep 30 days. Gilach, Oshigachuk, list him. Whatever amount of Naziris he undertook, if he cut his hair during the time, or he was somebody else forcibly cut his hair, so he doesn't lose the whole time of the Naziris they undertook, but he has to keep 30 more days. So if the whole Naziris was 30 days, he has to start over again. If the Naziris was 60 days and somebody cut his hair on day 15, nothing, he has more than 30 days left. But if they cut his hair on day 58, he has to do 30 more days because he has to have at least 30 days of hair on his head when he comes to finish the process.
Skip a little bit.
I learned it to me. Nozer shegilach bein bezug bein betar. Whether he cut his hair with the scissors, whether he cut his hair with a razor, or shesif safe, he pulled them out by rubbing against it to the point that he pulled it out. Kol shehu, any amount of hair is chayiv. So even one hair is chayiv. It's like the Rush. Now the first piece of Rush goes back on the first Mishnah. I'll just do it already again. Zogim elopinimim hagarminim. So the Tanakhama says that the Zog is the pit. Rabbi Yosi Yunus and Simon Shloi Tita Zug Shal Behema the Chitzin Kari Zug. Rabbi Yosi argues and says no, that the Zug is the shell. Tamez Yisrael Majorim Kvaratina L'Liel. We already had this before. We already discussed that then before, but it wants to tell me the next halacha, which is Gilach Hashagachu Listim Soshalam Adyam. Pierce Soyser Ach Yiloi Gidol Sar Shalam Adyam. Beyam Taglacha Shal Mitzvah. He has to have at least 30 days of hair on his head when he comes to do the process of cutting his hair at the end for the mitzvah of cutting his hair. Kegoyin im gilchul b'yoyim et malois. So if they would cut his hair right before he finished, tzarek lin lo islamed yoyim, he has to do 30 more days, pamacheris. Im gilchul acher lacher ches. Mayna mixis ka'oysen yomim Ches umashim aleim the zirusa kreshi yiloi gidol sar shalam adyoim beyom taglacha shal mitzvah. If they didn't do it beyom aleis, they did it earlier on. So theoretically, out the halacha of being a nazir, he should theoretically keep. He should theoretically keep just 22 more days, but since he has to have 30 days of hair, he has to do 30 days. He has a piece of the Gemara before. Gemara, well, those are, what was it over here? Kiribyosi Sila, the Mithonim, based on the Zogim. And on the base, because in Yeshla Zog Echad. Oh, interesting. So we had it in the Mishnah of Elazar ben Azariah, he has to eat two chartzanim and a zog. So the Rosh is saying that Elazar ben Azariah holds two chartzanim and a zog because chartzanim are pits, and many grapes have multiple pits inside of them, and that's why the Patara uses the Lashon to make chartzanim, but a zog, the pits, multiple, with one shell, one zog. So that's like a Rabbi Yossi Shita, that the zog is the outer one, and the chartzanim is the inner one. So So they would take the shell and squeeze a little more to get out the extra liquid which is left inside of it. But they didn't. They wouldn't squeeze the pits. You don't get it out. Okay. The Rosh on the second half of the Mishnah is a Lamatesim Abeis. Nazar Shagilach, it's about halfway down the page. Nazar Shagilach, Bein Bezug, Bein Matar, Rishisiv Seif, Biyodai. The Rosh on the last part of the Mishnah is on Lamatesim Abeis. Halfway down the page. Nazar Shagilach, Bein Bezug, Bein Matar, Rishisiv Seif, Biyodai. Vehesir Saris. Behishir Saris, Chayev can pierce the Gemara. It says Lo Yavor the Rabbis call him Avir. That the pasuk we remember that any way which it's removed is also Chayev. It says Tar Lo Yavor al Roshay. So the pasuk only says Tar. So now we're saying it's which is doing it with shaving it. Maybe how do we know he's scribing? He does it with the scissors, or he does it with pulling it out, or he does it with using a cream, whatever it might be. So that's the pasuk. Well, Yavor, the more it makes a rebuy, the marber everything. Okay. Okay. Ibar lehu. Where's the shaila? Hi, Mazia. Mazia is here. Now, the gears of the Rishadim seems to be Hi Benisa, which also means hair. No tachas Rabbi umaleel. Okay. Does it grow from the bottom? Or does it grow from the top? We see the top end coming out, but it grows out of the the follicle. Okay. So how do we understand the growth process? Okay, the Mor says the Mayan Afkamina. The Nazar Shagahu list him. The Risharabai Kane Loch of Roshal Ikra. So, the shear of hair that. That something has a status of being hair as opposed to just peach fuzz, right? The hair is long enough that you could grab it and turn it back towards itself. So if you picture, I don't know, we'll say if a hair is a half inch long, you can grab it in the middle and turn down. And now it's a quarter of an inch high, and there's a quarter of an inch of hair sticking down. If it's very very short, it's very difficult to grab it and bend it. So that's called. It's long enough. Kelach of Rosh Alikri. That has the cheshivas of hair to it.
This also has nafkamina with respect to payas.
Yeah. The shear the person is supposed to leave is kelach of Rosh Alikri. Yeah. The more it says, that's usually the amount of hair which will grow in a period of seven. If it be totally shorn, after 7 days, you'll have hair which is that long. Okay. If you have a very fine tweezers, you can do that. You know, that's enough hair that will grow in that period of time by the average person. Okay. Okay, now when they cut his hair, they left that amount. Um, So they cut off the end of the hair. So Zot Gemara e Amrit Milatachas Ravi Naziris Hashakle. Layamrit Milael Ravi Maida Akdish Hokayim. So the case has to be like this, that they he undertook Naziris. Which means he was makdish the hair that he has in his head, and that hair has to remain for 30 days. Meanwhile, new hair has grown also. Well, they took away the original hair by cutting the end, and what is now is new hair. That wasn't the hair that he consecrated that should remain for the period of time. Okay, but if you tell me that Mila'el Ravi, so the original growth is there, and it keeps the hair gets longer. That's new growth. So the original hair is still there. My da'akdish hokayim, that which he was makdish is still there. So there would be no need to be soyser. So in the case of the Mishnah, where they totally, his hair was totally shorn, so we said there's a loch of 30 days. But if they didn't take off all the hair, and there's a shear which a loch considers to be sar, so he has hair. Elamai what? But the what he was makdish is not there anymore. Well, that depends how you look at how hair grows.
So it sounds like we're changing our understanding of the item, that previously our understanding may have been that a nazir has to have 30 days of growth.
Right.
And now we're saying it doesn't that it has to have 30 days of growth, but that the hair that was on his head when he became a nazir, that hair itself is mekudesh.
Okay, so now we're saying that he has to have hair. So if it's too short, it's no good.
It doesn't fulfill requirement.
And then we say, well, he has to let it grow. He has to let it grow 30 days. But if they didn't take off all the hairs, so he does have hair of 30 days. It's not as long as all of the hair of 30 days, but he has hair of 30 days. Well, that's our question. Does he have hair of 30 days? Because if they took off the outer ends, maybe that's if the original hair is still there, so he has hair of 30 days. He doesn't have all the hair of 30 days, but he has hair of 30 days. So that's enough. So, but we want to know, is the original hair still there?
So if they leave enough lekof rosh leikra, which we're saying is 7 days,
with the growth, right?
With the growth, then he'd need if that much or more was left, then he'd need 23 more days.
No.
In order to get
the 7 days is really just, well, it's not for this point. It's not really
yet.
It's not relevant. It's just saying that's the amount of time it takes to grow that amount of hair. So he started with his head wasn't totally sure when he started. He made an ulcer, but at the end of 30 days, he has to have hair. Mm-hmm. This is called hair. It has that amount of hair, and he has to have hair of 30 days. Well, he has hair of 30 days. Because that original hair is still here. But if they took off all the hair, he doesn't have hair of 30 days. So he has to grow 30 days worth, 30 days to have hair of 30 days. But over here, they left hair on him, because this is a shir kashrim of hair. And this hair is hair of 30 days. You don't have all of the hair of 30 days, but that's the more telling us, we don't need all of the hair of 30 days, you just need hair of 30 days. So the Morris says, well, is the hair that they left new hair, old hair? See, if you say it grows from the bottom, see, the old hair was all taken off, and this is new hair. She doesn't have hair of 30 days. If you say that it grows at the end, so what was left was the hair of 30 days. Okay. Okay. So Mor says Toshma. So interesting raya. So a person has he has lice eggs, and they attach themselves to the root of the hair. Well, let's watch where they are after 30 days, so we'll figure out where is it growing. If it's growing from the bottom, that egg is going to move up the hair and be found further out in the hair. If it grows at the end, so that egg is going to stay by the root. You have this lice egg, however you would say it, which is attached to the root of the hair. And it stays there. The Mor says, well, Yisrodaita milatachas rabbi, it grows from the bottom. Milatachas rabbi, bereshit diminisa boiler makeum. After a period of time, it should be at the end. So Mor says, loyla mitachas rabbi. No, that's not a proof, because it could be the hair grows from the bottom. So you're going to ask me, if so, why doesn't it move out? It's alive, so it's able to move itself back towards back to the roots. So that's if it's a live one. The Mor says, Toshma, Inver Mesa, but let's say it's a dead one. Veresha de Benisa. That moves out. Visa Odaitach Mileel Ravi, Vika de Benisa Boilemaker. So Mor says, Hosanami, that doesn't prove anything. So why, if you tell me that it grows from the bottom, is that pushes it away? If it grows on the top, why is it going to stay by the roots? Versus Hosanami, Mishum, the less Bachela doesn't have any strength, that's not alive. Suge Sriga Ba'ozel, it gets pushed around. Okay. Toshem Ebluris the Goyim. So they would grow a growth of hair, and out of their Vodazor. And they would in one section of the head, they would leave a large growth and let it grow out for a period of time, and eventually they would cut it off. And then bring it to the Avodah Zarah. So they used to plate it. Well, that plating moves. The boss of the Megadon law, Rafa Mitachas. So you have the plating, and as it grows, there's the plate, and the plate moves out. So if it grows from the roots, makes sense. If it grows from the ends, so why does it move away from the head? Whatever is plated should stay from the head, and it should stick out beyond the plating. The Mor says, Hasalami Aidi the Kamta he Meshikwa the Rafya. Just the lying on the head, could be it grows from the end, not from the roots. So why does it move out? Just sitting there a period of time, it just eventually loosens and move and slips. I'm not sure exactly what C.S. the Mor is describing, but that's okay.
Yeah, kind of exactly. So I understand why doesn't it. I understand why it would sort of move away from the scalp, but why isn't. Don't you have the growth at the end?
And the more didn't seem to focus. The more seems to focus on the fact that the plating seems to move away from the head. I'm not sure. Okay, let's hold it here.